Then Romans 12:3 tells us for none of us to think about ourselves more highly than we ought to think, but to think what? Soberly, according as, listen to what he's saying, according as God has dealt to who?
Every man
the measure of faith. So God have dealt to who? Every man the measure of faith. We're saved by grace through faith. That means God have deposited in your life a measure of his faith. Because it would make sense for him to give you somebody else's faith. And so since he have deposited or gave you and me, each of us, the measure of faith, that means if his faith he used created a world we see and create us. If you think that faith will create a world for you to live in, you can frame your world,
amen,
the kind of world you want to live in.
Yes,
God wanted what? He wanted a world. He created the stars. He created the moon. He created the atmosphere above. He created the earth beneath, the water. He separated the water from what? The earth. Don't you know, I was thinking about that. Don't you know that there's earth under the waters? I don't know if this will fit, but when I fell out the boat, I found out there was some earth down there when I finally got where I could touch it. There was some earth down there. But here's what we want to deal with today. What kind of world do you want? I only have 13 minutes. What kind of world do you want? All right. Through faith, we understand that God framed the worlds. Amen. Through faith, we understand it. Now, listen to this. Matthew tells us that there was a certain man, Matthew 8:5. Listen to this. It says there was, and when Jesus was entering into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lies at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said unto him, I will come and what? Heal him. Verse 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. Do what? Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, have soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this. And he does it. Verse 10. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. All right, let's look at this for just a moment. First of all, the servant was the man that approached Jesus. He approached Jesus for his servant. That person that was sick wasn't the man's child. It wasn't his daddy. It wasn't his mama. Just the servant. So the servant must have been pretty important to him. And this man to exercise the greatest faith, Jesus said, and no, he said, I have never seen anyone in Israel exercise this kind of faith. And he said, man, look at verse 13. Centurion, Jesus said to the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant will heal when? His servant will heal when? The self same hour.